Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Well, welcome back. This is absolutely not my favorite episode we are about to do. And I threatened these two ladies by getting a shot of Fireball before we did this.
Who wants to see her hammered?
So we are going to be talking about 10 tips to keeping your electronic files organized. Okay.
So you got to take a shot every time you don't do one. I'm just so, FYI, I don't drink, so they're going to be hammered.
Say, take a sip whenever Rachel's eyes roll or you hear me sigh over here, because I'm organized.
Yeah.
I'm organized, but I'm not organized. I'm putting air quotes around it. I don't, you know. I use my search bar a lot in my computer.
Yeah. Yeah, but when everything's named untitled.psd.
Yeah.
Or when you send subject emails with no subject. That drives me nuts.
Do not send an email without a subject.
I never do that. My mom does it all the time.
I hate that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Digress.
Sorry, Dolly. Sorry, under the bus. Okay.
She listens on YouTube, by the way, to us.
So we're going to do this in David Letterman fashion.
Okay.
Tip number 10, we're going to go backwards. And that is to back up your files regularly. And we talked about this a little bit, right?
In the previous episode, we're
3, 2, 1.
We were talking about the studio organization and so that's file what led organization. Us to this.
So 3, 2, 1, you want to have 3 copies of your computer, 2 on iClouds and 1 hard copy, like 2 offsites.
Yep.
And 1 like that you have in your hand, like in a safe or something.
I don't do that. I'm bad.
So you want to back up.
I partially do it. Partially. I mean, the stuff that's on our server is the 3, 2, 1 for sure, is only in 2 places, on my hard drive and in the cloud.
Now I back up daily at night. Do you guys, I mean, it's automatic. It's through iDrive.
Okay.
And
yeah,
OneDrive too. I mean, it does it automatically.
Back up, right. Automatically.
Every night.
So I really need to get that iDrive. I've been looking at it, haven't done it. I don't have one. What do you use?
OneDrive.
I use Microsoft.
OneDrive, but my Mac automatically updates to the iCloud, but my PC doesn't go anywhere. So that's where I think the iDrive comes in handy, because it handles both of those devices.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about the iDrive is it's not a live copy.
What is that? What do you mean?
Like on OneDrive, it's in the cloud, but if I go and I can just pull it, it's directly right there on my computer, where iDrive is really a backup.
Right.
It's a true backup.
Okay.
Where OneDrive is not only a backup, but it's my working document.
It's like a Google Drive.
Oh, I like,
so it's like
that
Dropbox.
Better.
Yes. That's the other reason why I'm not looking anymore at iDrive.
That's why I have it. Mine are separate.
Yeah.
Like that.
So you've got OneDrive and iDrive.
Correct.
So your OneDrive is a working copy. Your iDrive is the nightly backup.
Yeah. Right.
Got it.
So OneDrive backs up, has a backup, and actually has multiple, what do you call that? Versions. It keeps multiple versions. Mm-hmm. For 30 days. It has multiple versions for 30 days, I think. Uh-huh. I may be wrong on some of the time and number of versions. But so if I edited a blog post and then I decided, I want to go back to the one from the other day, I can go onto the cloud and I can find the one from the other day. Mm. That's the other advantage to the OneDrive that I like over the iDrive. And then I'm just going to back it up. I have it on my computer, but I'm going to back up a local copy onto a SSD drive.
The iDrive I keep as like a massive, like if there's just some massive, something happens, tornado just takes out everything, takes out everything. Mm-hmm.
then all I have to do is log into iDrive with a new computer or and my Microsoft account. But I have like two Microsoft accounts, so I have to remember all that. And after, if there's something like really severe happening, how's that going to happen? You know?
Yeah.
And so like I can be on your computer and access one of my files on OneDrive.
Yeah. So I like that idea. I know I just had like a slight epiphany, oh crap moment when I thought about my KeePass. So I have a KeePass database that resides on my Microsoft computer, and it has like all my usernames, passwords, and everything. If I were to lose that file, that would hurt. It would just be annoying, really.
So,
All right. So
that's
that was number 10.
So number nine is cull your files regularly.
Cull.
And yeah, that's what that is. And that is go through and get rid of the files that aren't doing anything. They're way archived. They don't mean anything now. Delete the ones that can be deleted. Just throw away.
That's gonna. I think that one's hard to do for me. Because I know one of the things that Julie and I were talking about were going through all of our files and kind of trimming them down to only what you need. And I'm going to go down so many rabbit holes with that cull your files.
Well, because, so let's just invoices. You don't need anything after, what, 7 years?
7 years, right.
So if you have something from 1999,
but is it going to hurt you to hold on to it?
Yes.
Why? Why would it hurt?
It adds to your storage.
Yeah. It adds to having to pay for that extra storage.
No, it doesn't. It's not going to hurt you to hold on to it. But why do you want to spend money backing it up?
Yeah.
When you don't have to.
Right.
So get rid of it. You don't need don't need the invoice from Applebee's from 1999 anymore. Right. So call your files regularly.
And just on that too, like I'm not necessarily deleting files either. I have a server that I can archive them. You could archive them onto an external hard drive and make a copy of that external hard drive.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
But you don't need them.
I'm not talking invoices though either I'm talking old artwork and stuff like that, photography and all that.
An artist, you have to consider that.
All the reference images, you want to make sure you keep those. You own that image.
So, I mean, that's what I'm talking about more than business
invoices. But you gotta know where you're calling them to.
Right. And that's why I'll put them on my server. I'll back that server. That gets backed up. And then we have two hard drives that's on there. So I have three places where I could go find them.
I'm just giggling because I'm thinking, it must sound like we're arguing about, you need to get rid of this file.
It's true. It's true. But if you can delete a file,
yes, I totally agree. I don't need an invoice from 1999 and it will get deleted.
Okay.
But I'm not deleting my artwork from 1999
history. Right.
Not that I would ever use it, but.
So number eight order your files for your convenience.
Order your files for your convenience.
So if you're going through, and I'm guilty of this. So like I have personal underscore Rachel, and then I've got files under that. Well, that's under the P's, like if it's alphabetically. So I need to like either rename that or, you know, put it to the top of my list, where I'm.
I always put like an underscore and zero or AAA.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And right. Then that's like what it suggests.
ZZZ if I don't need it.
Exactly. But if it's a folder that you're constantly going to.
Yeah.
Then just put it in the top
name.
Yeah. Put that's it in the top four or five so you don't have to scroll down.
Right.
Yeah. Like I do. Because I'm an idiot. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not saying my files are that way right now. I'm saying that.
Right.
That's how they need to be.
Well, and here's the thing.
I'll even do mine like if it's a year. So videos, I'll do 2000. It says 2020 underscore videos. And then I've got the next one is 2021 underscore videos. So I have that type of thing in years. And then for my art business type things, I have 00_art_business, 01_marketing, and I have it defined like by as though it is a department.
Yeah, and that's what I'm working towards.
And that's on my Google Drive. My personal computer, the E drive, the external drive, that's where I have 2021 videos, 2022 videos. I've got that one kind of already set up. But the video, the files within those is probably not as well organized as they need to be. Because there's just like, I named them like art pricing calculator sales page. You know, it's not very, when we get down to the detail like that, I don't have a file naming construction.
Yeah. So, but file it, file for your convenience.
File for my convenience.
So file if it's convenience, I mean, if it works for you, then.
Yeah.
All right. So,
real quick on that too. Yeah. I mean, some people may say, well, I'm a one man show. What do I need? Like, I know I'm the only one going into them.
Yeah.
Why do I need to have them organized?
Eventually, you won't be a one man show.
And I think that's why I'm trying to think about that now. But I think some people may be asking that question.
Well, even if you are a one man
show, well, it'll make it a lot.
It makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. I'm all, since Stephanie over here introduced us to standard operating procedures.
We should have a podcast on that.
See, I see, think I've already taken like four shots already. My eyes rolled. Sorry.
It's got me thinking of, I want things to be easy peasy that I don't have to think, or if I'm like, have got dementia that day or something.
Right.
You know, I don't have to think of where stuff is. I can just go, oh, my marketing stuff is under 03.
Right.
And my branding is 04 or whatever it might be.
Right.
Those SOPs, I got to tell you, are standard operating procedures, are lifesavers, because you just list everything that you do and then you have a link to the file that you need to access. And it's all just, I don't have to rethink what I've done before.
Right.
And if you should put a video up on that, by the way, under.
I will.
Yeah. We'll send you to Stephanie at PastaPainter, StephanieWeaver.com. Go there and look, because it will not be on my website. So tip number seven, file as you go.
Okay.
I'm bad.
All right.
I am too.
And yeah, raise your hand if you do it.
Sometimes. In fact, Jim, Jennifer, and I were having this discussion on Saturday because I was asking them if, you know, how they go about filing their stuff as I'm sitting here making two pages of notes on how I want my file system to look like. The worst thing for me is scanning. I go and I scan, and I luckily now have a folder that it just goes into the scan folder. It used to be the scanner defaulted to like the last folder or something, but I finally changed that. But the naming, you know, it's like IMG0068-0072. It's like, and I'm so bad about going back and renaming those files because they're just dumped in the scan folder.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get better on that too.
I'm trying to get better on that. But then also Jim brought up keywords and keywording everything. And Jennifer is on a Mac. So I guess their keyword search is a little bit different than a Windows search. I have no idea because I'm a Windows gal. But Bridge uses keywords. And I was like, you know, you're right. I really need to start keywording that, because if I painted a Christmas tree or an ornament this year, and 5 years from now, I'm working on a piece and I want to pull up all the ornaments that I've painted, if they were keyworded and named properly, it'd be really quick and easy for me to do a search and bring that stuff up.
You know, Bridge is a really powerful tool.
I love Bridge.
I really need to take the time to get to know that thing a little bit better.
Well, and I saw something the other day too in there that I hadn't clicked on before was called Bridge Workflows. So I was going to do some research on what that is.
See, you need to do a video for us on that.
Yeah, that would actually be really good video. She's an expert on Bridge.
I love Bridge, but I hadn't played with the workflows thing. So I was like,
this is going into number six then. Our tip number six is to be specific.
Yeah.
And that's with naming, being like making the files logical, naming your files. What else was it saying here? Yeah, don't call it like if someone has a invoice and it's overdue.
Yeah.
Don't do.
You want to say so-and-so is overdue. Invoice.
Right. You want to be specific.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many untitled 1.psd files I have.
Yeah. You got a title.
I'm so bad at getting an idea and just opening up Photoshop and putting it down and then closing it and saving it wherever it saved it. And then I can't find it.
Mm. Oh, I know. I'm so bad about that.
And I don't know why, because I'm a very organized person most of the time.
I know. And then you open up Photoshop and you're like, open most recent. And you're hoping it's right there.
And it's like, that was number 13. Yeah. So it's not there.
You're like, oh, it's not there. So then you search.
Yeah.
Untitled.
Or I started it on one laptop and not the other. And I'm thinking I did it on the desktop and not the laptop. And you open
that's
it up.
The worst.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Because then you're trying to pull up all the computers. Go, where is it? And then you can't find it. And you're just like, fine, I'll just do it again. And then 2 years later, you find two files
that you were looking for 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So I'm like, if I just come up with this filing system and how to name it properly, I will make it so much easier on myself if I take that one little step.
I want to know what your filing system is so far. Is that like too much for this podcast?
All right. No. So hold on. That's number 5.
Oh, okay.
Is follow the naming conventions. So
Rachel
like,
over here misorganized has a list.
Yeah.
So like you don't want to use any of the weird characters.
Right. Which Windows doesn't like.
So we were talking about how you were going to reorganize. So let's hear some of your new things.
So right now, my biggest problem is when you go into my drive, you have way too many folders. So I'm trying to condense the number of folders to scans, artwork, branding, website, and marketing. That's what I've thought of so far for the business.
Okay.
So those would be the top level folders within OneDrive. And then for instance, under artwork, I'm going to have templates. So I'm going to have underscore setup dash template or underscore template. And then it will be the size and type. So if it's a note card.
Like your mockups.
Right.
Okay.
So if it's a note card, it may be NC 5x7, or a print would be PRT 8x10, because I use a template with my watercolor and my paper and my signature already in it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set they're randomly placed. Now they're going to be actually underscore template, mm-hmm. what it is and what size it is. And then for artwork, I'm thinking the final piece will be 00- the final, whatever the name is of the collection or artwork, and then underscore what it is. So maybe it's a red brown
ornament
2021. So the year that I created it will be in there.
Put the year.
So I'm going to throw a suggestion in here. Okay. So with your artwork, mm-hmm. I would probably have a 00. Another folder, so 00 and the collection name, and then have these final artwork pieces.
Yes, that's actually the intention. Okay. So this would be the subfolder right here. Uh-huh. Well, actually, the subfolder will be, that's the piece I haven't figured out, because this is a subfolder within the subfolder.
So the collection's a subfolder within the artwork folder.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that what you're talking about is going into number 4, which
nesting.
Is nesting your folders within folders.
Okay.
So instead of having like invoices 2018, invoices mm-hmm. 2019, have invoices and then your subfolders under that.
Right. Exactly. So this will be artwork. Right. And then there's a subfolder
of the collection.
Collection.
Of whatever it is, like flamingos.
Yeah. Collection title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, but I haven't, I think I want it to be more than just the title. I just haven't really decided.
I like that you including the date.
I would probably put the year, like 2020, you know, flamingo collection. That way, if you come up with 2021 flamingo collection, you have those kind of distinguish. And then, so it's like year subject.
Right. And that's probably more what I'll do versus title, because I don't always come up with a title right away.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been struggling on that. So maybe year subject and then month, or I don't know.
I wouldn't do the month, because how often do you finish?
It may just be year and the subject.
Yeah.
But I may have the subject, I may paint that same subject like florals multiple times.
Yep.
So I really need a third thing to go into the subfolder name.
Well, unless like the, like you do three sets of florals in 1 year mm-hmm. and you've got collection floral one, collection floral two. What distinguishes one collection from the other collection that becomes your identifier.
Right.
So to speak.
Well, like, say you do a floral in a pattern and mm-hmm. then you do a floral, like natural, like just a style. And then you do a floral in a organized pattern or something.
Well, if it's the same floral, it'll all go under this subfolder. Floral.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's a different, if I have, like I have a floral wreath that I did mm-hmm. and that may be called floral wreath one for mm-hmm. that year. And then I'll just do floral wreath two for the year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be floral and then it'll be underscore wreath and it'll be or underscore
you put,
01.
You could also put your color too, because if you do a wreath and like, say you're doing it in turquoise and pink, and then you do another one in like mm-hmm. yellow and orange, then you
can. Well, if it's the same one, then it'll get named under the final artwork with that colorway, because the beauty of Photoshop is I can change the colorways.
Exactly.
And so those different colorways will go underneath the next subfolder. So I have the main folder and then the subfolder. So the main folder's artwork, the subfolder would be 2022 Floral Wreath 01. And then within that subfolder is 00 final artwork, 01 assets, 02 mm-hmm. working files, 03 social media, and 04 mockups.
So one of the things I would caution anybody on doing your nesting files, like and folders, is not making them overcomplicated where
correct.
You can't find things.
Yes.
So as soon as you get a system in place, document the system.
Yep.
Like in a Word document, Google Doc, whatever you got to use.
Right.
So that you have that as
and
your standard.
Yeah.
As your yes. standard operating procedure, because that's going to become your lifeline to mm-hmm. when you have to go find something or create something new.
Right. And so like under assets.
Because this is not, I'm sorry, this is not an intuitive process at all.
No, so, it's yeah. not. But like under asset is 01. So I named the final artwork 00. So it would always fall at the top.
Yeah.
That subfolder. The 01 asset subfolder is where it starts, where the piece starts. So this is going to be the sketches. This is going to be, mm-hmm. I just use mushrooms and leaves as an example. So if I have five mushrooms that I painted, it'd be 01A underscore mushroom watercolor and the date.
Yeah.
And then mushroom two, mushroom three. But it's always going to start with 01 because it's an asset. Mm-hmm. And then working files will always start, the file name will always start with a 02. So this would be my PSD or my AI file. Mm-hmm. Would always be that way. And then social media and mockups will always start with a 3 and a 4, which then gets me to the marketing. Mm-hmm. Marketing will be 03.
So you got a separate folder for marketing.
Yep.
So your 03 underscore marketing folder.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that follows along then with the artwork subfolder of 03. So if I do a search for 03,
uh-huh.
all the marketing. My marketing mm-hmm. stuff will come up.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
That was my thought process. Even though under marketing, I'm going to have pitches, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Pinterest.
Okay.
All your different things that you've done.
Right.
Or that you want to do.
Right.
Or ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, this may be 03A for the pitches and then 03B for Instagram, or I'm not sure how that'll go yet.
Yeah, because how would that? So if I've got 03 on Instagram B and then this folder over here, 03 social media for this particular collection, wouldn't those two files overlap?
Not necessarily. Same. This is going to be the artwork for the social media piece mm-hmm. that's sized down to 72 DPI mm-hmm. and all that. This will be what's actually being created to post to social okay. media. So they're related.
Got it.
But this the isn't the piece that's posted. This
is the
what's
core
getting
file.
Right. That's right, the core it. File that is ready for
social media images.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, so going over
so
this.
So it gets complicated.
It does get very complicated, but I like how that's working. The other thing is to create folders in a logical hierarchy.
So that's what you're doing.
But here's the kicker. Don't use abbreviations.
I have a tendency to do
that.
APC.
TPC. And you're like, what?
Okay. So I have to disagree with that because Windows and Mac both have limitations on how long your files can be, especially if you're uploading to a cloud-based system, Dropbox, OneDrive, Box.
Yeah, but all you can still say if you're doing LinkedIn, you can still do the link. You can spell out link.
You know, you put the abbreviation in your standard operating procedure, right. So you know what it is.
Because
you have to do abbreviations because you run out of character space. Because that character space for uploading that people don't realize includes /user/Julie/.
The whole drive path.
That whole path. Is your character limitations. Mm-hmm. So you have to use abbreviations, NC for note card, but NC for note card will go in my SOP.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to at least make sense.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't put XYZ 5x7. XYZ 5x7 isn't going to make it. What the hell's XYZ?
Exactly. Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, yes, I know a lot of people say no abbreviations, but then you run into character limitations on uploading.
At least know what your abbreviations are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And put them in your SOPs.
Pinterest could be PIN. Facebook is FB. Mm-hmm. I mean, like things that make sense.
Well, and one of the companies that I worked for, because they had, you know, when new people came in, wouldn't know what the abbreviations were for the file naming. Mm-hmm. We had a template folder that we copied for each new project. Template folder was a Word doc with all the abbreviations for the naming system. So that's another way that you can get away with your SOP if you don't have a formal one, is just create a template SOPs. Folder.
Well, so that's exactly what I did for all of my my artwork. Mm-hmm. So pet portraits, it starts out in the folder 2021. _pet_portraits. Mm-hmm. And then within there, it's got the month, 01, and then, pet portrait, you know, whatever it is, 0101. And then within there, it has the people, their name followed by their pet's name. And that way I know what is in that folder. And then within that folder, it's got the folder for reference image, folder for finished image, folder for social media.
It's got a good flow.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing in corporate world. I would just copy that folder.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Exactly.
Whatever's repeatable, make it into a template.
Yeah.
So, and I think we've talked about this as one place for all your documents. So it's got to be under documents. Like, don't create new folders, new roots. Like, keep your root folder, have a single root folder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just makes it easy. That way you're not like did I put it off in my artwork stuff when it really was in marketing? And,
right.
You know, and I like this, like it's got a flow. So
yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. But it's really hard because I don't know, okay, where does branding fit in and how should it relate to marketing and website? They all are interlinked. And then I'm like, okay, what am I missing? Which when I go through my current file system, I'll know what I'm missing here. But I'm really trying to keep it to 5, maybe 6 main folders.
I know with mine, I have like logos.
That's going to go under branding.
So I actually made logo like its thing all by itself. And then the branding and headshots and everything go in that one. Mm-hmm. I like yours better, but I made that one separate away from marketing because I needed to access it more frequently than I did anything in the marketing folder.
See, because you were making it convenient for you.
Right. And that's great.
So the last and the number one thing is to use the default installation folders for your program files.
What does that mean?
So OneDrive, use your Mac folder drive for this oh, so use my like, Explorer folder drive.
So don't stick them on your external hard drive?
No, just don't install a new file driver on your computer.
You know, don't partition your C drive to have a separate file drive.
Oh, okay.
Is kind of what they're saying.
Yeah, you just want to keep it all in the one system.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're kind of already having that problem when you get two computers.
Right, exactly. Right. And see, and that's the thing too, is once I get this all set up, is because I use OneDrive, it's going to be the same on both my computers.
Which will be
sweet.
Be that is.
Which it is now. It's just that it's a mess right now because I got too much crap.
So
I've got what, 3 or 4 Google Drives. And I don't know what's on one of them. And it's already at like 98%. I don't know what's in it. I mean, I kind of know, but I don't.
So you got to go through them and clean it out.
I don't want to go through that.
I know. I don't want to do this either, but I really want to be organized.
Just take it and put it under an archive folder. No. Archive. Google File Drive Archive. Google 2021.
Hey, speaking of that, it's almost the 31st. And on the 31st, I can take all my emails and put them in 2021. I can have empty email boxes.
You know, when we did that podcast about the emails, I did just kind of go through and I deleted like everything. I'm like, okay, if I haven't gotten to it now, I'm not going to get to it.
Right.
And it feels so good.
I know.
It's like, why do I have an email from 2016?
Yeah.
I'm
not going to get to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of crazy.
And if it's really important, they can email me back.
Yeah. Well, here's what we're going to be doing for a couple of weeks. So what are you guys doing? Do you guys keep a nice, new, neat filing system electronically for all your artwork and your business? Or do you guys fly by the seat of your pants?
Like me.
Anyway, talk to you soon. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.